I have to tell you, I'm super excited. I'm super excited to meet an individual that I actually met through TikTok. And I thought you were transformational. This show is all about transformational individuals in their particular field, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
Innovators, blah, 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 blah. But what I find most fascinating is when I find people who are in a space that's extremely mature or crowded or whatever the case may be, and then invent a new space.
Okay.
I want to know that person.
So I dig it.
I will travel anywhere around the world, talk to anybody to get access to that individual. So I thought, oh, Manolo, I'm never going to get access to this guy. He's famous, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Then one day, a close personal friend of both of ours does the FaceTime.
He did the FaceTime.
And he goes, do you know this guy?
Bro, he put the camera right on
right
you.
Up there.
Right on you.
And I have to tell you, I was like, well, okay, what's going on here? And that was the beginning of this friendship.
That's exactly how it started.
And so for the viewing audience, for the individuals who want to get to know Manolo.
Them.
You. Right. Those guys. Yes. I'm so excited because this is the first time you're doing this.
Absolutely.
So have to admit, I'm a little nervous about it because I think you're iconic.
Oh, honey.
Come on.
Baby, don't be nervous.
I need to settle down.
Bruce and the Deutsch, don't be nervous.
There's subtle breathing problems going on inside. Why?
Got him quickly.
You make me laugh all the time. But I will tell you, the it factor for me, for you, and I'll dive right into it right away, is to me, you made golf approachable.
Okay.
So golf is way up here in my mind. Great golfer in my mind. I'm actually a terrible golfer because I don't have the time.
Bro, add that to the list.
Yeah, okay. But what I've decided to do in my off time was to look, your TikTok came up.
Sure.
And to me, you simplified it.
Uh-huh.
And it just fascinated me because you made golf not only approachable, you made it fun for me again. And because it got so technical that I kind of got bored of it, you know?
For sure, bro. That happens.
And you brought a youth to it and an energy level that I've never seen before. So super excited to have you here.
At least in golf.
Correct. So I'd love to kind of just start off first by just asking you a couple of quick questions.
Ooh.
But
like the white light. There's one.
Stop making me laugh.
Well, you have to stop laughing.
Okay, well, I'm laughing light. Because that's who you are. But the thing about it is, what got you started on this whole branding thing? Because I'll tell you this. The disruptive nature of what you're doing is you have this kind of older, more established, you know, type of thing. And you come in, bam, and you just hit it. You know what I'm saying?
Smack it.
Smack it.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
All right. So then you do that.
Yeah.
All right. What was the beginning of that process? Can you walk me through kind of how that came to be and so on and so forth? Because it wasn't just you showed up, boom. You
know, no, heavens no.
That's, right?
It's impossible for that to
happen
that way.
It's not like you're looking fine and refined, you know what I mean?
Even though I do. And even though I am.
Right.
But, yeah, bro, this isn't even behind closed doors, though.
Can you start, you know, with that story? Because I found that to be fascinating to me. And it's a real story.
The most important thing is it comes from how I was raised, for sure.
All right.
And big sports family. Mm-hmm. And golf happened to be a sport, a game, whatever you wish to call it, that was in the family. And at 2 years old, bro, you know, I'm shooting Nerf balls and, you know, I had fallen out of my crib one morning in my early. Remember my mom said this, she's like, what the hell was that? There's no chance. And I apparently was tossing a ball on the corner in my little diaper and like, this sumbitch climbed out and fell. No wonder I'm a little bit crazy. but for real, it was just sports. It was in me. And I was dragging golf clubs around and swacking and smacking and doing my thing, bro. But my father was a super wise, you know, almost too smart for his own good guy.
Gotcha.
But he could teach. That dude could teach, bro. That perro could teach. Nasty teach. And listen, there's a very Latino, you know, upbringing to
it. I thought you were Korean, by the way.
And I can see how you would be confused because we look so similar.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
I mean, freaks me out.
No, sincerely, we could both model as Koreans.
Well, there's parts of the world, maybe. I go into my restroom, Bruce, no, man, no, bro, whoa. Come on, man.
I love it.
So, there's something for sure instilled in me, DNA, blood, you wish to call it what you may.
Yeah.
But there's an ability to teach. I love it. And growing up, sports, I was always a captain or a co-captain of any team I was on, even as a kid.
Yeah.
Because once it was on, bro, that's all that matters. My mom used to say, he's taking it too serious. And my dad would look, he's taking it too serious. And I did, bro. I took it serious. There's one thing when it's on. That's to win.
Yeah.
We're here to win.
No,
in the dugouts and in huddles and whatever you want to call it, hooping, let's go.
Well, and I think that translates on what you're doing, because mm-hmm. when I watch your TikToks, I definitely feel empowered to do other things. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just golf.
Yeah.
And that's my sense of this. You know, it's something that I want to kind of talk to you a little bit mm-hmm. about, because I don't even want to put you in the category of influencer. No, I'm just keeping it real.
I'm keeping it very real.
No, I'm keeping it really
real.
Thank
you for that.
All right. But I'm saying to you, because you're genuinely interested in getting your constituents or the partners you have, the people you're talking to, mm-hmm. to really learn about the game. Can you? Am I on or am I off on that comment? Because that's really my genuine impression of you.
Oh, bro, you are spot on. Right. And not
about influencer. Being an influencer, because that's not a bad word. It's not a naughty word.
No.
But I don't think it represents you.
I think we need to keep this thing to a place where what defines, what is the best way to define. And there's a reason that I don't use or consider myself influencer. Is there influence? Great. Awesome.
Right.
But I believe that the way the word is and the thing that Manolo does is that's the reason the handle is Manolo Teaches Golf. The majority and always will be the Manolo Teaching Golf. So
you're not thinking about who am I going to influence and things like that.
That's the last thing.
Right. That was another thing I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Your day constructs of kind of thinking about how do I teach golf better?
In a way, yes, but in a large part, no. I don't think of those things. Here's what I think.
Do you think?
I think all the time.
Okay.
You better too. Thoughts become things. Come on, Bruce Lee.
I just want to make sure.
Come on.
All right.
Thoughts become things.
Okay.
You keep your thoughts pure and you better keep them very, very positive.
Right. I hope so.
Yeah. So all I do is I try to do what makes me feel good. The only thing I try to do in life is if it makes me feel good, I do it. How fast can I feel good? What are the things that I do to constantly be feeling good? And there's dips and valleys and all the things and the whole bit. But that's the spice of life. If it was always good, bro, then what's the point?
Right.
But when you come, all right, well, how do I get back? And then you feel it, then you do it. And that's when you really act upon what you're thinking and your thoughts. So I don't know when this
fall
happened.
Seven times, rise eight.
Did you
say
that out
loud?
No, you
just
did.
Said fall seven times, rise eight.
I just had
eight.
A short circuit.
All right, you know what I'm saying? I'm keeping a little Asian here.
Thank you
for
that.
Just a little whoo.
A little Asian, but a lot street. Look at that hoodie, bro. You came correct.
Well, no, I'm just saying. So
here's what I'm saying now. Check it out. You got to check it out, Bruce.
I know, I'm going to.
My God. They're falling off the rails here, bro. It's Formula One. Let's keep it on the track. The captain in me, that is what comes out. And how I believe if people are following and people love and people watch and people are getting better, that is so awesome to me to know because I do know the game.
100%.
And I grew up with the game, and I know 100%. That if these tips go in to their game, and if they use them, and they're quick, because golf, the last thing you want to be thinking is thinking. Wow.
Yeah.
When do you run 5-on-5 hoop or 2-on-2 hoop? Are you, no. You pass, you run, you do, you catch, you screen, you pull, you shoot, you hit, and that's it.
Yeah.
Baseball, you're in the, what are you doing in the batter's box? Oh my God, am I thinking? You're not thinking, man. You watch, you react. Your animal instincts, bro. The lion, animal instincts. That's why animals are so nasty.
Can you do that over again?
Which one? Barasala.
That's awesome.
And in football, you're running routes, bro.
Right.
You know, you're not thinking, you're processing.
Right. You got a lot of synaptical things coming at you to make instant decisions.
But that's the thing, is that when you're feeling fantastic and you make the right decision, you do the right move. You change lanes correctly. You see it, bro.
I mean, dude, you define endorphins.
That's where I ride.
No, that's cool.
I believe that what you're saying about there's more to it, I think that the energy I have for the love I have, number one, for the game, and two, to help speed it up, because man, you feel me?
For sure.
If you can take these tips, implement these tips into your golf game.
And move.
Keep it moving.
Right.
Take the thought.
Right.
Try to not do it. Just take one good tip and do it.
Smack.
Get better. Smack that shit. Get better. Can we curse? I'm not going to curse a lot.
Well, you just did, but it's okay.
All right.
I don't care.
Me.
No, I don't care. Hey, let's step back a couple moments because there is this moment.
Yes.
Where you are, you know, the
man. We're back again.
Hello.
Oh my God, Brucey. Touch my string. No,
I got
Geppetto.
You are. Okay, stop.
Sorry.
All right, I'm just asking you that. So, well, you are the man, okay?
Yeah, man.
But there's always this moment with every disruptor, with anyone who becomes in that, you know, into that, what I call that sphere. You're now in that outer ring sphere.
Okay.
Okay? But to penetrate that space, mm-hmm. there was a moment, you know, where you had the idea. Can you walk me through the idea, what you started to do, and then actually maybe some of the people who, you know, impacted you in that process, mm-hmm. and then where you go, wait a minute, this is where I'm going mm-hmm. in my life.
Would it be all right if I jogged you through it rather than walk you?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, because like, bro,
right. Well, it depends on how fast we're on the treadmill, but yes, of course.
Exactly.
Right, no, exactly.
Okay, so.
Okay, because I usually like using rollerblades when I'm on my treadmill.
That's a you thing.
Because I don't want to really run.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right.
You want to move.
Yeah, I just want to move, but I don't want to move. Okay,
so check it out.
But seriously.
Check it out.
All right.
Ready to jog? Let's do it.
Let's go.
I have to give so much props to my guy, Jimmy Tropicana.
Okay.
Tropicana, without him, there is no this stuff.
Really?
He is a humongous part of it because that's my writer. That's my guy. You're bouncing ideas off. You're having fun. You're talking. He was trying to be good in the game of golf. And there was a level of handicap that he was at that I was watching and seeing the way he was because he's an athlete. That Vato's a full-blown athlete. And a lot of athletes sometimes have a lot of difficulty with the game of golf because they're so good at sports that what is going on here? Why can't this thing go where I want it to go? It's not moving. Everything else moves and I'm good at that, but this thing's stuck. The golf ball doesn't move. So all I was doing was helping him drop his handicap. And one day we're on the golf course during the pandemia, 2020.
Yeah, right.
2020.
Yeah.
In the summertime, that was Spanish for 2020.
No, I kind of...
I know, but yeah. I saw you.
I was trying to act sophisticated and okay. feel like I actually
pues
understood.
Es obvio I actually que hay gente aquí que habla español también. All I said is there's people that are watching that speak Spanish. So, Jimmy, one day, he was just taking a little bit too long, and I knew it, and I was like, yeah. That is a detriment to your golfing game.
Right. So, he was thinking, overthinking it.
Or whatever he was doing.
Okay.
He was roboting that shit, RoboCop.
Yeah.
And then finally, he took a little bit too long, and I said, dude. And I quote, wow! Okay, mijo. The sun is trapped, and I would like to play some more golf. So can you, for the love of God, just waggle that shit and smack that shit? And that's it. You're killing yourself, bro.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Smacking That Shit with Jimmy Tropicana and yours truly, Manolo, where we smack that shit and we toss some shit and you get into the minds of what's going down. And maybe if you're watching this, you focus on what we're doing to get better at golf, to where you can soft faster, you can play. Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
I'm speaking to the world, bro. You're like 5 years old, man.
And seven.
Serious. Take it easy. Check it out.
And that's really how I was born.
He turned to me and he said.
Was he mad?
No. He came. He talks more trash than anybody.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
That was nothing. That
you
was.
Know how golfers can get really, like, yeah. almost pissed.
Well, you know how some humans right. you yell at and they're like, oh my God, you love me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Really?
Yeah, he's a gangster.
Okay.
And he said, what is waggle? And that was it, bro.
Boom.
Waggle? And now you got to take the talking trash, being fun, having fun, because you jab your guys all day long. And the ones that can take it, those are the homies. The ones that can't, whatever. But I had to realize, you don't know. He's like, waggle? What is that? Ben Hogan, bro. That's golf, bro. You got to waggle that shit. If you're gonna hit a little baby shot, would you waggle it like that? No. If you're gonna boom bomb it, you get up in there, and then when you get close to the hole, it's a whole thing, bro. How about this? For the next until the sun goes down, which is like 5-6 holes more, why don't you just get up to the shot? Why don't you vision what you wanted to do? Big high this or like that or whatever you're trying to do,
and then visualize it.
Visualize what you
no,
can't see.
No lesson, just
very two.
Think it through.
Visualize what you can't see.
Wow.
And he, listen to this.
Okay,
true story. Listen to this.
Okay.
He got it. He's like, okay, I can do that. Just for real, waggle it. Whatever you think athletically, like I want to do that, I'm going to do that. And then pull the trigger, bro. Because
what
because frankly, you're getting shot and you're not even peeling off rounds. You got to shoot it.
Okay. Right.
Level par.
What? No. Really?
In the name of the Padre, Filho, Espírito Santo. Level par. Because he could putt.
No, so he's a good putt.
And guess what happened? All he did was get up. And waggle that shit and smack that shit. And bro, look at that. What does that
wow.
say? Wagamash.
Wag, yeah.
And it says it over there too. I'm gonna try and limit the amount of you know what.
Yeah.
Boom! Finish it off. He thought he had unlocked Pandora's box, because golf is kind of Pandora's box.
Right. Well, that is the feeling when, you know, it's the only sport I know that, as I said before, the harder you work, the worse you become. You know, like you go into football, you know, like if you keep on pitching or keep on, you know, practicing things, you have a tendency to get better. I've noticed when you golf and you're trying harder and harder and harder, it gets worse and worse and worse. You have to be almost translucent the way you think about the game.
Yeah, and there's an element of what you're doing is you're simply ingraining awful things. Because you're not doing it correctly.
Oh, that's really cool.
So if you keep doing the thing over and over incorrectly, well, all you're going to do is program even further your program, and your program is not running very correct.
So boom, you did that, and then that's when you said
that night.
Boom.
In the parking lot.
Boom.
Brookside, Rose Bowl.
Boom.
Uh-huh. Super Bowls, Rose Bowls, Big Bowls, MJ, Whitney. Uh-huh. The whole bit. Gosh. We did it.
Okay.
In the parking lot. We had a moment.
Okay.
A then higher what? Power came down.
No, then what?
And I said that night, to make a super long story short, all right, here's what we'll do. I'm going to go home and I'm going to make Manolo teach us golf. I got this. Every time we come out to the course, since it's pandemic, we don't have anything to do.
That's awesome.
You know, let's get out here. Let's get as good as we can. Whatever, may as well. Golf's alive. Grass is growing. So, boom, we did it. I went home, 9 pictures. I got endless beautiful pictures. I love photography and I got some good pictures. Boom, put it up. And then the next day, we came out, went, totally forgot. Wasn't until the 14th hole, right in unison. We gotta make a video, man.
Is that it?
Just we remembered.
You forgot.
Yeah, we made. I put the pictures up, whatever. I wasn't on there. Yeah. I wasn't even on social media like that at all. Zero, not.
That's crazy.
And then, boom, one video, and then, okay, good, we did it. Boom, he goes, well, what are you gonna do? And I was like, well, you gotta be able to do that, and you gotta be able to do that, and here's how you're gonna do that, and that's it. And he's like, I love it. Let's go. 3-2-1. 3-2-1. 3-2-1. Man, we're going to 3-2-1. Boom, we did it. Up, up, up. I just said, listen, I'm not going to ask nobody to follow nothing. Whatever's to be is be. It's golf. You have to have a level of integrity and respect for this game. Because this game's been around for so long. Longer than everything. Maybe soccer before, but golf's it. That's long. Yeah. Long-standing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And it's a thing. Now, I have the utmost respect for higher power, spirituality, the game. You're never above it. So all I want to do is help it and give it. That was it, bro. And then, boom, 6 months. You want to ask me a question or do you want me to keep going?
No, I'm naturally asking the natural question. How many more?
6 months it went.
How many?
We had made, I don't know, 100 videos maximum. Maximum. We're doing a video two a week, three a week maybe. For what is that?
How many people are following you?
We got 6 months times 4. That's 24. What's 24 times 3? We're at 72. Wow. 75 videos, we'll call it.
That's crazy.
And then one day, went golfing. 944 followers, I remember it. I was going to a private course with a specific member, and I said, out of respect for this game, I will not have my phone. And Tropicana says, we got 944 followers, bro. At 1,000, we got to do something special. We got to go golfing.
Dude, you guys were, you were jazzed up for 1,000.
Bro, Jimmy says to me, and I quote,
okay.
1,000 is a gnarly number. Like a lot
a
of
gnarly
people,
number.
Like a lot of people don't get to that, bro. And I go, okay, you know,
so
I,
you know something's percolating. It's coming
I have
up.
Seen, you know, you see it, right. 340, 260, 730 numbers are like, wow, that's kind of a following.
Right.
He's like, dude, we're right there. I was like, all right, well, listen, it's not going to happen right now. I even said it. I go, it's not going to happen today.
Come on.
I'm not going to have my phone, so just I'll hit you up.
Were you thinking about your phone while you were going?
No, not at all.
Come on. I would be. I'd be looking at my phone 24 hours a day.
Sir?
With a diehard battery to fuel the phone so I could look
not,
at it 24 hours a day.
I will not be screamed at and berated on the disruptor.
Didn't mean to hurt your feelings. The feels did not mean
Brucey,
to hurt your feelings.
I'm giving you honest to the goodness truth, bro.
No,
I
think I
do
cool.
not think of that.
That's cool.
I give.
I understand
give.
That.
What is to come comes. The more you think about the result, less the reason why, the more it happens in a way that I've realized that ain't it, bro. I don't like that. I don't like, okay, I got to do this and I got to do that. No. I'm going to do what I love to do and what makes me feel great because I know I'm aligned with my destiny the more I do that.
Yeah.
And what I need to do is put my phone in my golf bag, respect the game, help this guy out, play, be there, present, quality time, one of the five love languages.
So boom, What happens?
Oh my after God. Coffee, listen
you, to you, this. You, did you pick up your phone right away and take a look?
When I got to the trunk.
Or you're like, let's take a look.
But bro, I was the most peaceful, happy. I'd helped this man be better. I smacked that shit really good too that day. And I was putting so nasty the greens were pure. And then I saw it.
How many?
It was the craziest thing you ever didn't see. You know how when you can scroll up and you see the alerts?
Right.
Bro, see the numbers that were on there, bro? 75 messages, 34 voicemails.
And what were they saying?
I don't know, bro. You don't see it.
Right.
You just see the alert. I was strumming my thumb, bro, like I was Jimi Hendrix, like bah, 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 man. Okay. Jimmy, where the hell you been?
I told you, bro.
You think I was lying? He goes, did you miss the whole thing? I go, I don't know what's going on. He goes, open. He goes, you haven't opened it? I said, I see a lot of alerts on our account. Open the damn thing.
Yeah.
9:44, I saw 17K.
Dude, that's huge.
And then
yeah.
We had to go have dinner with him and his wife. I couldn't even do anything more. I was freaking out, man.
You're jacked.
I was jacked, bro. I was sweating.
I'd be nuked.
I was sweating like a farm animal, bro. Like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He goes, you need to make a video right now. No, you don't.
Okay.
We got to make a video right now. We got to say what's up. We got to tell.
So you knew something was really special.
I felt it for sure.
You did.
So I cruise up into the hills of Pasadena on the way to have the most peaceful dinner with him and his wife.
There are plateaus in life with people that I've noticed who are, you know, innovators like yourself. That was a really happy moment for you, wasn't it? Like you felt like you're kind of probably pretty zen at that moment in time.
Well, if Zen feels like that, I found a different Zen than what I believe Zen is.
You know, I'd like to go back to something that you talked about that kind of piqued my curiosity, because one of the things that I don't like about instruction I'm just telling you,
I like
keeping it.
It
real.
Yeah, please right? do. I love that about
the brewery world.
Yeah, bro. Right?
But, you know, they'll always talk about other golfers' golf swings. And then I hear a lesson like, own your own golf swing.
Sure.
You know, and you mentioned Ben Hogan. Mm-hmm. Do you have other golfers that you think about when you're teaching them? Or is it just you're trying to look at their game? Do you get the nuance in what I'm trying to say?
I absolutely
and
hear
you
what
say,
you're asking.
Yeah, but you have a Tiger Woods swing or you have, you know, blah, blah, blah swing.
Well, I've never said that to anybody.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. So, but when you say Ben Hogan, so are you a student then of the game itself? Like, do you watch everybody else's swing and how does that influence you?
Absolutely. I see.
Yeah.
I can't say I watch, but I see. Very similar to listening and hearing. So I'm seeing everything. Some people I do like, just depending on life, whatever it is. But Hogan was something that he was my father's favorite golfer. So much of it was around when I was a kid, and kids are sponges. And it was simple. There was a whole lot of, he was intricate, but it was very simple. You know, the five modern fundamentals, the modern five of the golf swing.
Yikes.
But whatever, they know the book. Okay. From there, from grip to take away the swing, there, go, cool. Because swings are all different, just like jump shots are different.
That's why I'm asking.
Pitching
the
motions, right, where the ball's released.
They have to say you have to own your own swing.
Yeah, and
you
every.
Know what I mean?
And what I do is so little has to do with changing anything. I'm going to take what you have.
That's so cool.
I'm going to take what you have, and I'm going to watch you, and I'm going to help you based upon you're standing too close,
and
move the ball back.
Right, and as a man who enjoys teaching, because that's where you come from,
mm-hmm.
to see that movement from X to Y, you're also bringing a lot of happiness and contentment, because I can tell you right now, mentally,
mm-hmm.
as a golfer who gets frustrated,
mm-hmm.
it gets depressing. And so to stay, it does, it gets depressing.
Yeah.
I mean, not like totally depressing, but it does get
depressing. No. This gets going into like, lanes that are affecting relationships, marriages,
right.
parenting, business.
Right.
You can't take your mind off it. You're not as productive. But I'll tell you this, you know this, when it's going good.
It's great.
And things are good and oh my gosh.
You remember every shot.
Holy moly.
It's unbelievable.
And you bring that home. Babe.
You're exactly.
What?
Well, on hole 13,
yeah.
I was up to the blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? It was incredible.
You'll never believe what happened. Blah, 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 blah. And you go off. Well, your kid crapped on the carpet today. I dealt with that.
Hey,
but thank you for the golf.
I save the best score I've ever had in a golf tournament
uh-huh.
on my desk as a reminder that it's in you. You can do something.
Sure.
And so I think the common theme of all golfers is they know it's such an internal mental game.
Yeah, bro.
So for you to unlock that is pretty cool. And so
yes. I do the same. I have my scorecard of my best round ever.
That's crazy.
Golf ball and all.
See,
that's sits my right
point.
There.
I'll tell you kind of a little story. There was a time when I don't want to cry here because no crying allowed.
Yeah, there's no crying
but my father, my mother, and I went golfing and we We were having so much fun. We had the three best scores we've ever had together.
In the same group?
In the same group.
That's
my mother had her best score. My dad shot under 90. I was in the low 70s. And I'm telling you, it was the most satisfying. I still saved that
for sure.
So golf transcends a lot of things than just that. And you have that great emotional leap.
Okay.
I want to transition on something.
Absolutely.
Here, because we've talked about it.
Yes.
And it's something that's been sticking in the back of my mind of why, to be candid with you.
All right.
We were in Chicago recently, and you were doing some really cool stuff with Manola, but with wine and with cigars. Can you just kind of walk me through that journey? Like, what started all that?
I lived in Spain.
Because I've tasted your wine, and I've tasted your cigars, and they're terrific.
Absolutely.
Okay, but again, these are crowded spaces, and yet you seem to be paving this way for people to recognize not only who you are, but the quality of your stuff. And so can you kind of...
Well, always quality over quantity.
No correct.
Matter what it is.
Because I said, oh, I'll buy a bazillion, blah, blah. And you're like, no, Brucey, that's not
it
what
doesn't,
doing
That's
here.
Not what this is.
Right.
Quality over quantity is who I am.
Right.
So if I stray from that, I'm straying from, you know, my inner being, we'll call it. So that's not something I choose to do because I believe that quality over quantity is a necessity. But where I do and why I do is through the walks of life that I've lived. These aren't random. I wake up, I'm going to do this. I have relationships that have been forged for 2 decades. I lived in Spain. I lived in Ribera del Duero, in Valladolid.
What was that again?
Studied.
Okay,
no, that's right. More Spanish. Sorry.
Right. And I'm sorry.
I know, Bruce.
Yeah, well, you know.
We need to put the Duolingo on you, bro.
No, okay, maybe. We'll try.
Don't be nasty.
I don't want to do it right now. You know what I mean? I don't want to do it right now.
I lived there. I smelt it, I tasted it, I touched it, I watched it. I watched wine bring families together. They do it all the time.
Right.
They do it right at siesta. We're going to have this one, a little glass of vino, no pasa nada. That shit don't happen here in the States like that. It's a different culture. It's a different movida. How was that so influential and impactful on me? Because when I did move back to the United States, my first job was an international wine consultant.
Okay, so that's the title.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm going to forget more about wine than most people ever know.
Okay.
I was slanging the top 5% of juice on planet Earth that you would never know about.
Okay.
These are small production boutique vineyards, make 500 cases, and you won't see it because 500 cases, where's that going? That's right. In the middle of Tuscany doing, here's the familia, here's there, a couple people. We're making it because our family's name been on it for 300 years. España, France, Italy, Argentina, you name it, we had it. So I was enamored by it. I watched it. And vineyards are always close to bodies of water. I better be close to a body of water. Pacific Ocean. That's why I live in Los Angeles. Spain, Italy, France, the Mediterranean. Oh, my God. Argentina, Australia. I know.
Yeah.
So that... My teammate, when I played rugby in Spain, he's a vineyard owner, restaurateur. We always knew, but it finally came to fruition because of golf and because of our ability to instruct, teach, help, and grow the game, move the game, so everyone has more fun, bro.
So this is tying in again.
Just tying in.
To this, what I call, you have this way of creating this endorphin of good feelings.
Oh.
You know,
I
the feels.
I
you know
love
what I mean?
It.
And then so you get the feels.
Yeah.
You get them feeling good about their golf swing.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a great quality wine. They're smoking a great cigar. This is all part of who you are.
It's just who I. It's an extension of
correct.
Who I am. And these are the things that I was always desiring to do. But the time has come. The ability to go, to spend time, to go and be with my people who I was with when for the decade I couldn't go because I didn't have any money. I didn't have the means. I couldn't do it. I was focused, horse racer focused on. And then, bro, bah. Now with bah came, that's it. I need to absolutely dedicate what gift I've been given, and I want to give it to humanity. And through this gift that I'm able to give, it's going to be golf.
And I'm not I'm not trying to, you know, kiss up to you, but that authenticity that authenticity comes through.
Okay, good.
It's a high integrity quotient to that, because I didn't know you I was like, this guy is out of his mind, and he's hilarious, and at the same time, he makes golf so approachable. But you're right; you made me feel good about myself because you felt good about who you are. I think that's really cool,
bro. That's spot on. That's great.
That literally was my first impression.
Because I feel great about who I am.
I love you.
Oh, Bob. Oh, Brucey, it's starting. Come on,
but I
Brucey.
Do. I love you. You're just a fantastic person. I mean, I think if a lot of people in society kind of took your attitude on things, we wouldn't have half the problems that we have today. It's just a positive mentality. For sure. People love to be associated with a positive mentality. And look at all the things that can occur from it.
Certainly, certainly. And I know people have it a lot harder than I've had it. I didn't have it easy by no means, but I do understand that. So I need to be totally compassionate to people's upbringings, where they came, why, what. Some people, if I can instill, if there's a moment that somebody is going through it and they take my ability to just give it, but I'm coming from the heart and there is, there's no mulligans. This is not an editing situation, just like in golf.
You really, I remember that too, because you spent a lot of time with the public and then you did some private things. And I said, why both? You know, just out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'm a man of the people. And you said that to me, and that really made a deep impression. You love to meet new people. Doesn't matter where they come from, what they are. It's just this kind of baseline. I just want to be with people.
Oh, bro, stranger danger growing up, that didn't appeal to me.
Right.
That's whatever. Bro, here's a good story.
Okay.
Two years old, living in a university, the University of California, Santa Cruz. My father was studying. Where were we? Or maybe it was four. I was four. He was up there real quick from LA studying for computer science.
Okay.
And that's Silicon Valley stuff, computers. He had the sabiduría, the wisdom that this is going to be a thing. So he wanted to get knowledge.
Yeah, he picked up a lot of that.
Yep, sure I did.
Okay.
Well, we lived on the second floor of this apartment building, bro, and I had my little friend across the way. His name was Ryan, and Ryan and I would kick it. And the moms, they were babies, bro. They were in their 20s, man.
Sure.
I was 4 years old. My mom was 25, maybe.
Right.
Something like that. Right. And my dad was at school studying.
You don't get that perspective until you get older.
And I had my other brother. He was, you know, just born, so mom's, you know, whatever. And so, Mom, I'm going to Ryan's. Yeah, okay, walk across, whatever. This is Santa Cruz, bro, in the early whatever, 80s.
Right.
I kept seeing the city bus, bro, go by. Swear to God, took my homeboy Ryan, let's go.
Where are we going? We're going on the bus. Okay.
No
way. On my mom, bro. On the guy. Walked out, walked up, went to the bus stop. Bus came on, little four-year-old kids. Bus driver must have thought, well, you're safer on the bus than right here. Get on. Or who knows what he knew.
What?
Boom, boom, boom. Went around. Mom freaked out, whole thing. We ended up getting off the bus, no problem. It's a story in our household. So, that boy, stranger danger, my butt.
I may have to do a separate interview with her just to know what she was going through.
She used to take me to the pediatrician and say, something's wrong with that. That's a true story.
Is she still doing it?
Oh, I don't go to the pediatrician now.
Okay, sorry.
Dude.
Sorry, let's not get violent here.
You yelled at me first.
This is a non-violent zone.
At the 16-minute mark, you screamed at me. You berated me. What we're saying is, bro, Manolo has been
kind of
a wild, wild bunch boy.
Yeah, you're awesome. This is a perfect time to segue to what I call the feels.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Feelings.
I love it.
You embody feelings and emotion and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to change up a question. All right.
All right, Jeopardy, let's go.
If your golf club was a magic wand,
wow,
and I gave you a whiteboard and said, "What's the next vision for you? Where do you want it? Where do you want to take it? Because it's getting really big now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And what you obviously want to avoid is you want to maintain the authenticity of who you are and so on and so forth. Golf and lesson. When you sit up at night and start thinking about these things, or if they just come to you,
sure,
you know, the inspiration aspect of it. What's that kind of next level for you? Are you thinking about?
I'm an instructor at heart.
Okay.
I want to always help and give and be there. And I want to be able to do it in interesting places involving food, wine, and experiences that the life has to offer. You have one life to live.
Amen.
And if there's anything that I want to do is I want to enhance that experience for anybody that I'm able to, including myself. So bringing some of the best juice on the planet from a place near and dear to my heart in Northwest Spain, in Ribera del Duero, Castilla y León. To have that, bring people, your family, you together through that juice, that is what I want
to do. That's pretty
cool. We have the Nicaragua plantation down there where we're making some really, really good custom puros where our cigars are just as good as it gets. And those are things I want to bring together. Special events, times, you have them, it's a thing, use them, do them. But how can I bring these experiences to people the way Spain brought them to me, the way my family has brought them to me? I want that. I want more of a connection to people because I'm not going to change the world, okay? But what I can do is maybe change part of it and help people be better people, feel better feels, think better thoughts, and bring each other together. And with that, travel around the world and hopefully in a really cool car and drink wine that enjoy food and that brings my ability to increase my ability to teach through my experiences also.
Well,
that's my magic wand.
And not, you know, not to speak about what we do, but our firms, our organizations, you know, main tenets is performance, access, and lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the way I kind of thought about it is, if you're wealthy or ultra wealthy or whatever, poor, it doesn't really matter. Right. You're always wanting to experience something in lifestyle that makes you feel special.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you to bring that to the table and make people feel that way, you're a gift. And I'm sharing this with you because I feel that energy attracts energy. And so for some reason, somewhere in my life,
mm-hmm.
I was honored enough to meet literally a great guy like you. And for you to come on this show to say this is the first time, I have to tell you, I'm really touched by that. And I can't thank you enough for being here.
Brucey, I don't know the next time, brother, but there's a connection between you, myself, and those that are near and dear to us. So that's why this felt right. 4 years later, this is where I wanted to be able to give maybe a little more in depth to what goes on, how we do it, why we do it.
I genuinely care about you. I genuinely want
good
things to happen to you. And I just feel like what you're doing,
uh-huh.
not only to the golfing community, but to people in general,
sure.
you're spreading some good stuff out there. And I just can't wish you any more success in life. Thanks for being here.
God bless you, brother. Thank you very much for having me. Like I
love
said,
you, man.
Wouldn't want to be anywhere else, bro.
All right, we'll talk
Who's that crazy guy right
He's
there?
He's awesome.
Hey, this guy loves unconditionally, and this is for all of you. Whatever tips, whatever lessons, whatever goes on, I'm doing this out of the love from my heart for you to be better, have more fun, be better people, better relationships, and to just be a better person and have more damn fun, bro.
Let's go!
And that's it.
Let's go! You just met Manolo. I've known him for a little while, but I'm going to tell you something. I got no teleprompter in front of me. I got no nothing. You know what the guy gives me? He gives me feels. What do I mean by that? You know, when you wake up in the morning, you got to feel good about yourself, about the people you talk to, how you think about things, and the events that are in front of you. That guy gives me feels. He makes me feel good about myself. He makes me feel like I can do anything. But what's more importantly, and why I believe he's a great disruptor, is he took, I don't know, somewhat of an antiquated sport, and I know it's all modern and everything right now, but he made it simple in my mind, and he made me feel good about playing the game of golf. He didn't tell me exactly what to do or how to do it. He tried to teach me how to visualize things. And if you take that a step further, isn't that the success to all life, visualizing your success? You know, it's kind of interesting. Harvard did a study back in the 70s when they said those leaders that actually could visualize and write down their success, when they came back to them 20 years later, there was a material difference on those who visualized and executed their success versus those who didn't. So as trivial as it may seem, how you feel and how you visualize and how you put that in writing is a significant way in visualizing your future. Manolo does talk about golf, but as you get to know him more, what I hope translated through this process was he's a lot more than golf. He's a really, really good guy. And I hope after you watch this particular program and this show that he makes you feel better about yourself. And with that, I'm telling you, he loves you. And he doesn't even know you. And that's what I love about him.